Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 8th of October. New York Federal Reserve President Williams is an economist, and therefore a person who should be listened to. Overnight, Williams was suggesting that the Federal Reserve was happy with the way the US economy was performing, and it wanted to moderate restriction without perhaps abandoning restriction, with a strong hint that there would be two more quarter point rate cuts this year. This is not necessarily a shock to the markets, though Fed Chair Powell's inept data-dependent policy has left markets victim to the unreliability of near-term data flow, and market expectations have been volatile in consequence. If people of Williams' stature keep signalling policy without trying to use dodgy data as an excuse for everything, markets will hopefully settle down to predict a stable policy path and be less subject to the noise from the numbers. The United States is offering the National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Sentiment Poll today. This poll was very downbeat during the Obama presidency, very upbeat during the Trump presidency, and downbeat during the Biden presidency. The correlation is perhaps not to economic performance, but to the political party that controls the White House. This being the case, with Vice President Harris having been marginally ahead in every opinion poll since their nomination, it seems unlikely that there will be too much optimism exhibited in today's numbers. But of course, markets have to question whether that says anything at all about the state of the economy. US trade data for August is also due, with proposals for taxing trade flying about all over the place. This is somewhat relevant in a political more than an economic sense. The data is often revised, and these figures come before the brief port strike that hit the East Coast ports. The UK's British Retail Consortium same-store sales figures were stronger than expected in September. These figures are nominal, so inflation effects are part of the story. But inflation pressures have actually been very subdued, goods prices having been in deflation for 5 months now. UK consumers are, it seems, prepared to spend. Clearly, this is not the hedonism exhibited by US consumers, but it is a solid foundation of demand. Over in China, the price investors pay on talk as opposed to action was on display today. China's state planners declared that they had full confidence in the economy. And of course, it's nice if someone does have full confidence in the economy, even if there is the far-off sound of the rustle of pom-poms and a general sense of cheerleading in such statements. However, what did not happen was any concrete fiscal proposal. This is something that investors are generally less happy about. There is, rightly, a sense that simple monetary stimulus is not likely to resolve the economic challenges that China faces. Fiscal assistance is required to get consumers really spending again. Cheerleading and vague possibilities of fiscal aid are unlikely to be enough to sustain investor optimism. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.